Hello, dear boo. It's just after 11:30 again. Seems like this is the time for me to record audio boos. In the morning on the 8th of March, this is the 8th day of marching on. By the way, the cake, the banana cake, came up absolutely lovely last night. Or yesterday, sorry. Today I'm going to talk about two things while I make enchiladas. I will talk about enchiladas because you guys are probably bored with my kitchen. So I'll just do that as an aside. I want to talk about two things. First of all, I'd like to address Kate's topic from yesterday about same-sex relationships and then Mel's kind of response to it, and about, you know, mixed race relationship or any relationship that seems, quote, different or not, you know, mainstream. And one thing I'd also like to talk about is a pet peeve of mine when it comes to grammar. Because I see it more and more, and I think this is something that is easily fixed, but people are not aware. So, about Kate's topic. Kate was talking about how sometimes people are very reluctant to call same-sex partners, like, oh, you're living with your friend, and they kind of have an issue with this if they're religious, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, today just happens to be International Women's Day. And it's great to have International Women's Day. But I'm also waiting for the day where we don't need to have International Women's Day. Because the day that we don't need International Women's Day means the day that equality will happen. Which unfortunately I don't anticipate anytime soon. Same with this topic. If we are discussing it, it means that it needs to be discussed, and that's a bad sign. I mean, it's not bad to discuss it, don't get me wrong. It's bad that we need to discuss it. It's bad that people are so ignorant and misinformed that we need to talk and say, no, same-sex relationships are the same as any other relationships. Gosh, we really need to say that? You know, I'm sad that we're still at this stage in 2015 in this world, that we still need to say this. For example, with the same-sex relationship, or for example, another example with Mel's example, with the mixed race relationship, that most people, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, her husband is her carer because he's black and she's white. Of course, they always need some kind of explanation. Oh, she's blind, she needs a carer. You know, they wouldn't even think that it's her husband. It's like whenever people see something that they don't understand or can't relate to, they try to explain it to themselves in terms that they can live with. And I think that we shouldn't let people get away with that. People want to feel more comfortable around it, so they make themselves some kind of rationalizations. Oh, well, maybe because... Now, this is not what I'm thinking. I'm just quoting, okay? Maybe they're blind. They're two blind women alone. They can't find a man, right? So, you know, they got together because everybody needs to be loved. You know, that's their excuse, or, you know, they're actually just friends, or, You know, they don't know if they're partners, and, you know, I don't think that we should help people feel more comfortable with it. I think they need to accept it. And the only way, and I'm sorry to say this, that people are going to accept it is if we you know, in their face them with it. That's the only way, because we've tried the other ways. You know, I've heard people say, well, I don't care if they're gay as long as they don't flaunt it. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. I don't care if they're not gay. Why shouldn't they flaunt it? You flaunt your sexuality all the time, right? You walk around with your wife or significant other and, you know, hand in hand, and you know, you state your, you know, you get married. Why shouldn't people of the same sex flaunt their love and relationship? Everyone deserves to do that. You know, I am happily married to a person, you know, and it will be pretty soon, it will be for 8 years, which is amazing. And I just happen to be a woman, and he just happens to be a man. And, you know, we have found each other, and we fell in love with each other, and we're together. And that's great. But it just happens to be a we're both heterosexual, you know, people. But that's just a, you know, a coincidence. It could have been another thing, you know. I don't understand why people are allowed to get away with trying to rationalize what I would call, let's say, a non-mainstream relationship. And I know we try to be non-confrontational and not rude, and, you know, we try to kind of make people comfortable, and it's okay to ask us questions. Yes, it's fine to ask questions, because the only way to learn is by education and, you know, banishing this ignorance. But I also don't think that we should be too forgiving if people don't accept us, because people make judgments all the time, and who are they to judge? And that thing about, you know, people say, I don't care if such and such is gay as long as they don't flaunt it. That's one of the things that really gets me going. If they want to flaunt it and shout it from the hilltops, why not? We do. What's the difference? What's the bloody difference? Excuse my whatever language. I think, obviously, I believe that same-sex relationships can be just as committed, can be just as romantic, can be just as satisfying physically and emotionally, can be just as significant as, you know, quote, mainstream relationship. And I also hear this about bisexual people. Like, people view them as more promiscuous because they're bisexual. No, they're not more promiscuous. They just happen to be able to commit to a person of either sex. But once they've committed, you know, they're committed. Just as committed as I am. And if they're not, it's not because they're bisexual. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, mainstream, what they call straight people that aren't committed, you know, that commit adultery. There's a lot of gay people who do that. How we behave in our relationships has nothing to do with the color, the race, or the sexual identity of the person. The fact that people can look at Mel and her husband and say, why are they together? You know, look at them. Why are they together? There's got to be some explanation. Otherwise, why would they be together? Yeah, there is an explanation. They happen to meet and fall in love. and they're together. You know? And if people can't accept that explanation and always try to find an ulterior motive, then it's something wrong with those people. It's not something wrong with the relationship. And that's why I feel that it's time to be quite confrontational about these things. And to, you know, come on, people, it's 2015. If you're not comfortable with our relationship, whatever, with whatever relationship, then you go away and deal with it. Don't restrict us, you know. People who are of the same sex have just as much of a right to get married as I did. Have just as much of a right to sit there holding hands or hugging or whatever. You know, and they shouldn't be stared at. Same with mixed race people. And I think, you know, the story that Melanie told about the social worker is absolutely disgraceful. For a social worker to make racist comments like that is unbelievable. Or an ex-social worker, whatever. So, yeah, so I take issue with, you know, and, you know, and I've also heard mention of, oh, well, it's okay, some people are religious, so they can't accept that. Well, you know what? No, it's not okay. Because I don't care what religion you belong to, whether it's Christian, Judaism, Islam, or any other obscure whatever, one of the main things that your holy book of choice says is to not judge other people. And if you believe in God, which I, at the moment, don't, but if you believe in God, then let God or the God that you believe in take care of the judging. You just concentrate on becoming a better person. That's all. You know, it's not your job to say whether that relationship is appropriate or not, unless it's, you know, something like, you know, relationships with minors, and then there's a whole legal issue. But if two people love each other and they're of the same sex or different races or different religions, then if you don't feel comfortable with that, that is entirely your problem. And you know, and if your religion doesn't allow you to accept that, then, I don't know, that's not, is it really the kind of religion that you want to belong to that teaches such intolerance? Like I said, we're not here to judge anyone. We make enough judgments that we shouldn't make, and to give yourself license to judge someone, to say, oh, well, I'm, you know, my religion, actually, I can't accept your relationship. Well, it's not your place to accept it. So I think I made my point and my feelings pretty clear on this. Now let's move on to a pet peeve of mine that I've been seeing on Twitter quite regularly, and I really don't understand what the difficulty is. And this is the subject of when to use the word I and when to use the word me. Now, of course, if you're not a native English speaker, I'm not frustrated with you. Because it is complicated as far as if you're not a native English speaker. That's not something that I expect non-natives to get right 100% of the time, although I will say that a lot of native speakers get it more right than... Sorry, a lot of non-native speakers get it more right very often than native speakers. When to use I and when to use me is very, very simple. I especially see a problem with when you're trying to say someone and me, someone and me. Join Jeff and me. Join Sarah and me. It doesn't matter to Rachel and me. Take a look at this picture of Danny and me. And the rule is, if that other name wasn't there, would you say I or me? Would you say join I? Would you say visit I? Would you say take a look at this picture of I? Would you say it doesn't matter to I? You wouldn't. Therefore, you don't say join Jeff and I, visit Jeff and I, look at this picture of Danny and I, it doesn't matter to Rachel and I. You don't say it. You say me. Very clear cut. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, if you're the subject of the sentence, and there's a verb following, it's when the verb is following the pronoun, then it's different. For example, Jeff and I went to the zoo. Rachel and I took a picture. Danny and I went swimming. Because if Danny, Rachel, or Jeff weren't there, you'd use I went swimming, I went to the zoo, I took a picture. So wherever you'd use I, if the other name wasn't there, because I don't see people saying join I, really, that's something that people get right. Apply the same rule. It's really not that difficult. I don't understand why people get themselves all mixed up with this rule. It's very simple.
I think part of the reason is that some of the people that teach get it wrong. I think that's why.
You can't get it wrong. You don't say
yes,
join I.
Yes, I know, but there's a reason why, at least to some degree, join so-and-so and me feels unnatural is because we're conditioned to thinking that it's wrong. And I think
it's not
I
wrong.
Think that, yeah, I know it's not wrong, but we're conditioned to think it's wrong because I think some of the people who teach it get it wrong.
Do you say join I?
No, I don't get... I agree with the logic. I understand the logic, and I agree with you completely. I'm just saying you want to know why people get it wrong, and I'm saying people get it wrong because people are taught wrong.
Well, I hope this helps and explains a little bit of it. And that's it. And keep marching on.